Well, hello there. Out for an evening stroll, like I am? Where's your guardian? I don't see anyone else. The law is very clear, you know. No male is allowed in a public space at any hour of the day without a female guardian present. Cute boy like yourself doesn't deserve a fine or jail time. You don't have one. Are you sure? Show me your neck, dear. Surely there's a... No? No. No collar around your neck. Nothing on your wrist either. How strange. Well, that puts you quite in a bind, my dear. I'll have to report this to the authorities so they can take you to a shelter. Unless you'd like for me to become your guardian. I know we just met, but here's some food for thought. The shelters do well enough with the funding that they receive, but someone like you deserves much better. My house is close by, and I'm, you could say, well off financially. All of your wants and needs would be met, to say the least. Surely you couldn't turn all that down. Now there's a good boy. Save us both the hassle of filling out the paperwork anyways. Then take my hand, then. And I'll show you where I live. Welcome to your new home. Pretty nice, isn't it? You're right. All this does look expensive. I ran a business for 10 years. It was more successful than I could have ever imagined. But as rewarding as it was, the work was stressful, so I retired early and bought this place, fully furnished it too. So many nice things, but no one to share them with. Until now. Anywho, there's some guest rooms down the hall. You can stay in one of those. The nearest bathroom is further down as well as the laundry room. And it's just the two of us here, so you'll have plenty of privacy when you need it. Now, there's something I'm curious about. Why were you wandering around outside? Did something happen? Oh. So you did live at a shelter, but you left to find someone like me? Sweetie, you shouldn't take risks like that. What if we hadn't run into each other? You would have been sent back to the shelter, thrown in jail, or worse. I can't bear the idea of someone so appealing coming to harm. Do you mind if I pat your head? I'll be gentle. Does that feel nice? You're blushing. It's so adorable. I'll put my other arm around your waist. No more wandering outside, okay? You're mine now. And I need you to be a good boy for me. Understand? Splendid. Oh, sorry. I thought my hand was still on your waist. I didn't realize I moved it down to your butt. So embarrassing. You wanted to stay there, What a frisky boy you are. How about I squeeze it a little? Ooh, what a cute little moan you have. Do it again. Good boy. You've got a very firm butt, and I like it. Your lips are nice as well. I think they're missing something. There we go. Every inch of you is just stunning. Your cheeks, your chest, your thighs. I'll never be able to keep my hands off of you. You want to grind against me, huh? I can feel your dick through these pants. Oh. Stand over here, in front of the couch. Hope you don't mind me pushing you onto it. Gotta have you nice and ready. So I can hump the shit out of you. No. Don't take your pants off. It'll be better this way. Fuck, I'm soaking wet. Sometimes this feels better than actual sex. You've been wanting this ever since we met, haven't you? My body on top of yours, using it however I want. Just like that, back and forth. You're squirming a lot more. You about to come? Oh God. I'm almost there too. Just let me hold you close. Rest up into me, hard as you can. Good boy. I knew you could do it. Pants are a mess. Mine too. Wait here. I'll grab a towel. Okay. It's about as dry as they can get for now. Sadly, I don't have any spare clothes for you. We'll go buy something in the morning. Are you feeling sleepy? Me too. But I don't feel like moving anymore. I think I'll just watch some TV until I fall asleep. Why don't you go ahead and rest your head on my lap? Good boy. Comfy, isn't it? Now I can keep stroking that lovely body of yours. Such a good boy. Those whimpers, sweetheart? Oh, did you fall asleep already? Guess he did. I'm glad he feels safe with me. Sweet dreams. Tomorrow I'll let you buy whatever outfits you want.